think it gets a bad rap, but the zero waste, if you take it too far, which I, if you can do it, do it. There's people that dedicate their lives to doing it, but just because you come here once doesn't mean you have to start a compost pile and and do all that. If there's just one product here you like, that's fine. That's one swap. That's one less plastic bottle out there.
Right. So you're not looking to change the world in a day, right, but, you know, small steps.
Small steps. Use less.
Right.
Not use zero plastic. Use less plastic.
They say it's lonely at the top, but it doesn't have to be. I've spent the last 8 years embedded in our local business landscape, and I've learned one thing. Facts only tell half the story. I'm Ann Donnelly. Join me for an intimate look at the minds of the innovators and leaders shaping our region. We aren't just talking business, we're talking legacy. From the North Country Media Network, Upstate New York's voices of authority, this is Building Success Stories, and it's time to start building yours.
So I'm here today with Kevin Cruzy, owner of the Use Less store, a whole new store, a whole new kind of way of doing things here in Glens Falls now. So hello, Kevin.
Hello.
Thank you for having me here today. Smells amazing, so it's worth coming into the store just to smell everything. It's great.
I don't smell anything anymore.
No? Oh, that's too bad. I love it.
Just when I first get here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it kind of settles in. Could be worse.
Could be worse.
Could be worse. So tell me, what is the Use Less store?
Well, the Use Less store is built around the centerpiece there, which is the refillery. And that's where we have bulk products, cleaners, shampoo, conditioner, you know, body care, items like that. You can just bring in your empty container and refill it rather than buy another container to recycle and throw out. And then supporting that is a bunch of other non-toxic products to replace plastic, shampoo bars, solid dish soap, laundry detergent sheets. And then we have glass straws and wood utensils and soon to have bamboo cutting boards, things like that. And actually, the third aspect is a little thrift section, but that's just so I can get rid of that's my hobby, thrifting. So I bring some stuff in here that kind of fits the mold and allows people to use less money buying things that they need around the house.
So reuse, recycle, all the reuse. That's amazing.
And if I could do it, I'd reupholster, but that's...
Oh, right.
Hard. There's all kinds of reasons. Yeah.
Maybe that's the next thing.
I refurbish. This is all.
Refurbish?
All the furniture.
I love all the old milk bottles. Wow.
All the furniture in here is thrifted and did not look like this when I first got it.
So you walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that thrifting's a hobby of yours. So is that where you kind of started getting the idea to have a refillery?
Well, thrifting I really picked up on my kids got a little older and they like to do it. So something I could do with them. But I think it's a good compliment to the concept of the store. And, you know, I'd seen refilleries in magazines and stuff, and I always thought it was a nice idea. And I just looked around the area and see if there were any, and there really isn't. Like Troy, maybe.
Really?
Is the closest. But it was really just a way to spend time with the kids. And now that they're all moved out, I haven't stopped. So I do like the bargain hunting and the thrill of the chase.
Right. To find the sort of unique kind of item.
And a lot of the stuff is destined for the dump, if somebody doesn't buy it. So might as well be me.
Right. Exactly. Exciting.
Yeah.
Games, Saratoga Race Course, souvenirs.
Yeah. There's some new
bucks.
Stuff. Also that I've acquired that are, you know, I got that because it's a wood game, not a plastic game.
Yeah.
You know, card games at tins instead of plastic. So it's just anything to complement the business.
So you opened when?
Beginning of October.
So you've been around a couple of months.
In this location, yeah. We did pop-ups. Mm-hmm. We did the Take a Bite downtown and the food trucks at the Shirt Factory. Just to kind of get the word out, get some public opinion.
Right, to see, is it something that people will do? So it's a great idea. But then I think for people to change their kind of habits is the next step, really.
That's the next step. Right. And looking into this, you know, I think people get nervous about it, that they got to like make all these changes. So I try to keep the products so they look just like the ones that you already buy.
Yeah.
Just out of sustainable materials. I mean, a spatula, for instance, doesn't have to be plastic. They weren't plastic 100 years ago. So kind of going back to that with the bamboo, which is a very sustainable material.
And doesn't scratch?
It doesn't scratch. No. Mm-hmm. It takes a little more maintenance than plastic. You know, every once in a while you have to seal it.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, you know, if it gets banged up, you can always just sand it, put a sharp edge on it, reseal it, and they'll go for a long time, a lot further than a dollar store spatula. Plus, you're not adjusting all the white.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yep.
Because, like, I find, too, that they melt, and then you're like, where did that go? Like, in my food. Like, yeah.
You're scraping the burger off the pan and flipping it.
Yeah.
You're just scraping plastic into it.
Yep.
Right. So it's not a big change. I mean, you can use the bottles you already have at home and for the refillery. So there's no need to get used to something new there.
You can bring whatever you're using. Just rinse it out.
Rinse it out.
Bring it in.
So because if you make it too hard or too complicated,
no.
And then it won't take off. So trying to get the word out that it's really just a easy swap. I mean, some things are a little harder to get used to. The beeswax wraps that are all the rage. They take some getting used to, but they work well and they last years over a roll of saran wrap. So
yeah,
it's really hard to, you know, they keep several at home now. I hardly ever use plastic wrap now. Same with the Swedish dishcloths. Not that, you know, paper towels don't biodegrade, but you know they're not
you gotta buy them over and over again
yeah. Those are, you can wash them hundreds of times. They're nice to have. They got designs on them.
So in the longer term, it's cost saving.
Yeah,
like initially you might think, well, I gotta buy all this, so yeah. Might be a little bit more, but in the long run,
right, and it's
cost saving.
And you can figure pretty quick that it will save you money. And it really doesn't cost too much more up front. Some things like the wraps, beeswax wraps, I say would be an investment.
But it's reusable.
But it's reusable. Lost my train of thought there.
Keep talking, it'll come back to you. That's what I find, because I do this all the time.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about the longevity.
Yeah.
So buy it once and hold on to it for a while.
And you have containers here if people want to start using. You've got glass bottles.
Yeah, we have the standard mason jar selection. I have smaller bottles starting at like 8 ounces. And I can set you up with a glass gallon jug with a pump. So we have everything in between. We also have, try to maintain a box of free stuff, free bottles in case you come in. And
oh, you do. Okay.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, this is cool, but I don't have anything to put it in. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to spend $2 or $3 on a bottle. Mm-hmm. You know, I know I got some at home. Just grab one of the free ones to get it home and pour it into what you got at home.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and this stuff takes up so much less space too, because all the water's pulled out of it, and you're not. Mm-hmm. It's just not the bulk of it.
So it's more concentrated.
Yeah, I did put a post on made a little graphic on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And I showed like 8 ounce bottles of cleaner concentrate, and it made 16, 32 ounce bottles of all purpose cleaner. So one little 8 ounce bottle, and then you just keep filling it up, adding water, and you're good. And it's so much less space. 100 loads of laundry detergent in a sheet in a small little box versus a huge
bottle. And then what do you do with the bottle? Even if you're recycling, it's still not the best.
Yeah.
Because we always do wonder, what do they actually recycle this stuff?
Yeah, a good portion of it's not. Yeah. 70 to 80%
makes
it right into the trash.
So we feel like we're doing something good and making the effort, and it's not really the impact.
Yeah. I mean, yep, we've been trying to make the effort for since I was a kid, mm-hmm. you know, in the 70s, early 80s, you know, they started pushing it and it's trudging slowly, but mm-hmm. it's been so much easier just to go to the store and buy a new plastic mm-hmm. one. But I find this fairly simple too. You can get everything you need here. You can also use the Shopify store that I have mm-hmm. online. And there's limited delivery because mm-hmm. It's just me. But you can also browse.
So how far of an area?
I think it's set right now for 3 miles, 5 miles. Personally, now it's a little tricky with the refill. So most of everything on there is the bars, the other items, or the initial bottle, the bottle fee, mm-hmm. Which I keep to a minimum. In researching this, I've seen other refilleries charge $5-6 just for the bottle.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't pay that, so I wouldn't expect anybody mm-hmm. else to. So like I said, I try to make it so it's not a big shock. It's not a big financial burden to start with these non-toxic products. And they work really well.
Well, a lot of them last longer, too, I find. Like, I actually did buy some of the Saliander stuff online. It must have popped up on my Instagram or... Because I'm looking for, I have issues with, I'm allergic to little bug bites. Like a lot of people are, really swell up. But bug spray is almost just as bad for me. So like, what do you do in the summer? And they had some more natural kind of stuff that I used. It was actually good for my skin.
Yeah. Saliander actually has a no bite me.
Yeah, that was what I got.
Yeah, I carry that here too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, they say one bar is 2 to 3 bottles of shampoo, depending on, mm-hmm. you know. So, again, first shampoo takes up as much room as a bar of soap, but it replaces 3 big bottles of mm-hmm. shampoo. You know, so if you're tight on space and, you know, and you're storing all this stuff, or you buy it in a good deal because you have to buy like 5 of them.
BJ's.
Or buy a 55-gallon drum for yourself. Or I can, you know. I just basically store it for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're local, it's great, you know, worth the drive. You know, if you're out and about running errands anyways, you know, save this stuff for me.
Because you're in downtown Glens Falls. This is Washington, East Washington Street.
East Washington.
Number 12.
Washington. Yep.
So the landmarks are like the big old travelers building on the one corner. You're down kind of behind the Queensbury.
Yeah, I can see the Queensbury. Town's 800 feet.
Yeah.
The farmer's market on Saturday's 900 feet.
They've got parking in the back, I just found out.
Oh, Saturday, it's pretty much all mine.
Yeah.
It's a commercial building. There's other tenants. Yeah. But there's always, seems to always be 1 or 2 spots. It's parking, on-street parking.
It's on-street parking here, too.
You know, they don't charge on the street for parking. So that's great. You would never get a ticket now.
Yeah.
But it's convenient. Another thing is the location of this is it's close to the healthy food store on the corner.
Yes. And I always forget that that's there. So it's going to help bring awareness to some of the things that are over here.
Yeah. Yeah. And lucky for me, they don't have any parking. So people park in front of this building.
And then they see it's here.
And they see it's here. So it's been nice to get a little traffic just from them being there.
But you're coming in at a good time where there's a lot of new things coming into Glens Falls, so it's going to bring attention to everything here.
Yeah. And it's been on the wish list from what I understand. The planners that plan Glens mm-hmm. Falls out into the future, I guess having a refillery was on their wish list.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's they had one years ago, more of a co-op. And that was on South Street, and it didn't make it. But it's been a while since they've had, you know, this void. Unfortunately, I don't want to do the food and stuff.
We need a lot more space.
A ton more space.
Yeah.
More regulations. You already got.
Yeah,
the farmers market. I'm trying not to really compete with anybody. One of the spaces I looked at. Was at the shirt factory. That's where I thought I would end up.
It's
probably the most affordable place for a startup. And
A lot of similar-minded people there.
Yeah. The community.
It's not all that far from here.
No, it's not all that far from here.
So what days are you open?
Currently, Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 6, and Saturday, 11 to 3. That's right now.
For now. It's winter time. And
yeah.
See how things go.
And I wouldn't mind getting more of the delivery going, too. That'd be good, filling the hours with that.
Yeah.
But besides that, yeah.
And what's the website address?
The website's www.theuselessstoreof.
I'll put it in the notes.
Yep.
So people can have the link easily to find. But yeah, theuselessstoreofgf.com. Tells you what it is.
It tells you what it is.
And so it's a Shopify shop, so people can buy online for delivery or pickup.
So yep, so you can. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You can browse the site.
Yeah, sometimes people want to have a look before they come in.
Have a look, read the reviews.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't have everything, but it's got.
Look up the products, see for yourself. So even if you don't use it to order, just to do some research.
Yeah.
If you can't get down here and look around, you know, you're nervous about the staff, you know, me standing on your shoulder, whatever. I like to scope things out first.
Yeah.
So, but that's the Shopify site is on, there's a link on the QR code on my Facebook page.
So you got Facebook also. So yeah. That's another way for people to kind of find out about what's going on
here. Mostly Facebook. The website, I don't update as often.
And the Facebook will have your hours if they change.
The pin to the top. Check.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pin to the top. So is the Shopify information. And I run promotions. We did Ladies Night this year.
Yeah.
With the, but I think we're a little too far out of downtown. So we had some people start here.
That- Bar. Yeah, so we got to start. We got to change that mindset. Well, that's the thing in wintertime.
Yeah,
got to change that mindset.
It wasn't a really walking day for Ladies Night this year.
Often it's not. That's the problem. Like I'm like I don't like the cold.
People missed out on some
just to bundle up, right? Well, that's good. So you're getting the word out. You joined the local chambers. That's another good way for people to find out about you.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They do a good job promoting it, and I've shared it. As much as I can.
Yeah.
Try to get the word around. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's nice to have them support you like that.
Yeah.
Have the other small businesses in the area come out.
So what did you do before you started this? Were you into retail or just?
The only retail I did was on the consumer end.
So it's a big decision to start your own business. Were you an entrepreneur?
Yeah. My mind's always thinking of things and. You know, raising a family, you don't really have, unless you have a fantastic, you know, home run idea. Mm-hmm. You know, I just felt it was more responsible to maintain my career.
Yeah.
26 years, 28 years in the printing industry.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I left that a couple of years ago because I was in a position where I could and I wanted to be closer to home.
Yeah. Did you do in printing? I used to be in printing.
Well, I worked at Quad Graphics. Yeah, I worked in the finishing department. So we put together the magazines that everyone's familiar with. Binding. Everything from Newsweek and Time, People Magazine, to Food and Wine, Travel Leisure. I mean, I don't know how many titles I've seen over the years. Yeah. But, you know, it was 12-hour shifts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it was okay. There was times where it was 72 hours a week, and that was good for raising a family.
Yeah.
Financially. But like I said, we're empty nesters, my wife and I, wife Colleen.
It's a good time to make a shift.
Yeah. So I don't necessarily need all that. And I wanted to really be close to home. I have done it. I left my house at 10:59 and got to work on time for 11.
Wow. Okay. So that is close.
I'm close. If I don't get any lights, I can do it in a minute. But, I don't think I get.
Hitting all the lights today for some reason. The universe was slowing me down, I think, today.
Yeah, so that's good for me because I'm always flying up the door on two wheels. Be close.
So you cycle?
No, I'm always like...
You said on two wheels. You meant it that way, right?
Yeah, for really fast.
I was going to say, because if you cycled, that would be also in with all this ethos.
With summertime, I definitely can walk and plan on walking. That was part of the thing, too, was just to get more exercise, and so that'll be nice. Mm-hmm. It's a little cold.
And they're not safe to be cycling this time of year.
And
even walking, because I was like treading carefully down the street there. It was quite icy still.
Yeah.
Because it's so cold. It's like everything's icy. So.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful.
There's a lot of spots where it's not maintained.
Yeah. It's hard. We've had a lot of snow. It's like, where do you put it all, right?
Yeah. You gotta put it somewhere.
Yeah. So you're not going to get into doing bulk food type stuff. We discussed that. Is there anything else that you are thinking of doing in the future?
You know, like I said, I kind of really spend a lot of time investigating what others do. You know, if it's not something that I can bring in that's going to save my customer money, because, you know, some products that I could get really are like twice as expensive as, you know, the stuff at the store. I mean, granted, they're all better for you.
Yeah.
There's no fillers, no chemicals, no toxins or anything like that. But, and it costs more to make because it's small companies, small batches. So it's really hard to find a cost-effective product that it can compete with the mainstream brands. So there's a lot of things that I could bring in. The other places do, like vinegar and some of those cleaning agents, but I would have to charge so much for it to be worth my while, actually.
Right.
When you can get it cheaper at the store and it's all the same. There's no added benefit. But like I said, I want to get into more of the sustainable materials. I'm always looking for products that are made out of bamboo and upcycled products. When I was first looking into this, I did speak with this one place that takes old fire hoses and makes things out of them. And, you know, the money goes towards their fire department. So again, I'm always looking for something like that. But again, those products are labor intensive a lot of times with the upcycling and just trying to find something I know, you know, that I would buy. I'm not going to buy something. You know, I'm a little cheap, so I would spend $100 on a daily bag to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Because some of them are that much.
Yeah.
You know, but if I can find an upcycled product that competes with a store-bought product, I'll carry it. Because, you know, I don't think you should have to break the bank to change. You know, no.
It's not practical to do on a large scale.
Yeah. And I think it gets a bad rap with the zero waste, if you take it too far, if you can do it, do it. There's people that dedicate their lives to doing it. But just because you come here once doesn't mean you have to start a compost pile and do all that. If there's just one product here you like, that's fine. That's one swap. That's one less plastic bottle out there.
Right. So you're not looking to change the world in a day, but, you know, small steps.
Small steps. Use less.
Right.
Not use zero plastic. Use less plastic.
Use less. It's in the name.
It's already out there, so you're not really encouraged to throw out everything that you have because that kind of defeats the purpose. You know, if you just bought a spatula.
Right.
You know, when it wears out, replace it with a bamboo one.
Try something a little different.
Try something different.
See if it works for you. And you're not.
Plastic's already there.
Yeah.
It's already there, so reuse it.
Yeah.
You know, and I sell in plastic bottles, too.
I was going to say, I have my plastic water bottle.
No, not guilty. But the plastic bottles, I mean, I wouldn't want glass in my shower.
Yeah, that was one thing, because I used to get some of this type of stuff, too, that came in glass, and it used to make me a little nervous, especially if you've got small children. You need to be a little bit more careful.
I figured if you're going to reuse it, you know, and I've got them in a couple different colors. They're not super plain, but like I said, you can always bring in your own that you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for your hand soap or whatever, you got that nice one by the sink, or you know, you got your bathroom for a company all.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can just bring that in and fill it. Yep.
That's great. And it all smells good.
It does smell good.
So it's been a pleasure coming in, smelling all the smells. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you for joining me and listening to the Building Success Stories podcast. We've explored a lot of facts today, but more importantly, we've gained insight into what truly motivates and inspires a leader. Subscribe to the show so you never miss a lesson from our region's most influential voices. And if you found value, the best way to support the local business community is to share this podcast with one other leader who needs that spark today. For more information on the North Country Media Network, visit northcountry.media. I'm Ann Donnelly. Keep learning, keep leading, and keep building your success story.